Colin, it's great to see you again.
It's great to see you, Tony. How are you, man?
I'm good. I think the last time we talked might have been as far back. I can't remember. Maybe the recruit. I don't know.
What? The recruit?
Yeah, back at was it the Ritz-Carlton in
Toronto?
no, I think it was in LA. Maybe it was in Toronto.
I don't know. The recruit's going back to 2002 or three, man.
Yeah, I
I'm
know.
glad we're
No,
both still alive.
well, I had hair at one time and not. No,
Yeah.
I think we've talked since then. There must have been something, because I remember you bringing your sister with you on a lot of junkets. And anyway, talk to me about Sugar. John Sugar is a hell of a role to take on.
What do you want to know? I enjoyed shooting it. I loved the character when I read it, and I do love film noir, and having watched so many films of that genre over the years, you get used to the characters being very hard-boiled and being very cynical, and they're tired. It's the kind of almost a defining characteristic of the characters at the center. They're whether they know it or not, and whether it's overt or subtle, they're tired. They're tired by what they've seen around them, by the murkiness and the duplicity of the world that they inhabit. And this character, although he has inhabited those worlds of violence and darkness as a private detective, a private investigator, he had this sense of connection and sense of light and sense of belief in the fundamental decency of human beings, which of course is a questionable belief to have if we're talking about fundamentals. And that was lovely. That was refreshing. That felt like a new lens through which to explore the world of this kind of noir tone, you know?
Yeah, because in the description of what's happening, when they send out descriptions, it sounds a little bit, okay, we've seen this before, but then seeing the series, you've never seen this before. I
That's
mean,
cool.
this is kind of, as you say, a new take on, an older theme, and you do it so brilliantly.
That thanks, man. That's cool. Yeah, like when I heard there was a script coming, and it was about a private detective who's trying to find a lost girl. I didn't vibrate with the originality of that as a pitch. And then you see how it's brought to life, because you can tell a story about anything, and if it's done with some kind of integrity or some kind of honesty or humor or just a new approach, it feels like the first time, or it feels just original. And this felt original for that reason. It felt like it honored the tropes. It's a private detective. He lives alone. He's kind of lonely. He lives in a hotel room. He has no interpersonal relationships. All those tropes were in place, but somehow it felt unique by virtue of how the character was designed.
Yeah, it hits all the right buttons. And your relationships with Kirby's character and Amy's character. I mean, it's just so well written and very, very. There are points in it that are very funny too. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's kind of a human experience.
Oh, that's great, man. Thanks a million for saying it. I'm glad you felt that. That's cool.
Do
Yeah,
you
working with
enjoy
Kirby and Amy was a dream. And
it? It must have been. It
James
must have
Cromwell,
been.
you know?
Do you enjoy the car that you're driving?
Yeah, I loved that. That was some of the best days of The Office. We're just driving around downtown LA at night with Cesar in the passenger seat, who was our director of photography and also camera operated at times. And Cesar would sit in the passenger seat, I'd get in the car, we'd say goodbye to the crew, including the director, and we'd head off for 30 or 40 minutes, and he would capture everything, my hand, my face, the sky at night, the surrounding streets as we were going by. And it felt really organic and really wonderfully amateur for such a big, fancy flash show, it was cool.
In our final seconds we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Spencer? I mean, Sugar.
I've no idea, but I need to read the script of Spencer. What's that? What's going on with Spencer? What's he from? What's he
I'm
up
so
to?
excited
Where's
to
he
talk.
from? No, I have no idea, man. No expectations at all. Genuinely, I just hope people are entertained by it. If they're not entertained by it, we drop the proverbial ball, but hopefully people are entertained by it, and that's it.
I hope so too. And gosh, thank you so much. It's great to see you again, my
It's great to
friend.
see you, man, after all these years.